A study by the Florida Department of Health reveals that the state ranks 11th highest in the country when it comes to the percentage of third graders with untreated tooth decay. Some groups in Manatee County have set out to do something about that. In partnership with the Sarasota Herald Tribune's Maggie Clark and Rachel O'Hara, Health News Florida's Delina Miller takes you on board a dental clinic on a bus.
With the hum of the bus's engine in the background, Dr. Maria Pardo takes a look at 2-year-old Isabella Rodriguez's teeth. She's nervous and keeps closing her mouth. To help distract her, Pardo counts Isabella's teeth out loud as she inspects them with a dental mirror.
Here we go. Let's count. Ready? Let's count. Ready?
1.
Make sure.
2.
Yeah. And then 3.
Today, the bus is parked in the parking lot of Morton Clark Head Start Preschool in Bradenton, but it's driven where it's needed. The bus is an extension of MCR Health Services, a federally supported group of clinics that treat low-income patients in Manatee, DeSoto, and Sarasota counties. Toni Rozier is the mobile health coordinator. She says transportation is a major barrier to health care for many parents.
The mobile health clinic actually goes out to the locations that is most convenient for those patients. So it's at the schools, Head Starts, daycare, sometimes churches, if they're having outreach events, and sometimes community events as well.
More than 600 Manatee County preschool children see a dentist at least once a year through the program, which is run through Head Start, a federally subsidized program for preschool children living in poverty. Another 10,000 Manatee County preschoolers who have Medicaid coverage typically go without dental care. Their parents often can't find a dentist who takes their insurance.
Those kids have great health disparities when it comes to oral care.
Tooth decay is the most common childhood disease in the United States and especially affects low-income children. It's also the leading cause of school absence for students all across the country. According to a 2008 study of more than 2,100 North Carolina students, those with dental pain miss more school days and have lower academic performance than children without dental problems.
Brush, brush, brush your teeth, brush it nice and clean.
Willona Milton is at the preschool where the dental bus is parked today. She's reading a book to her pre-K students before they board the dental bus. She says it helps the kids who are scared on their first visit.
And this book depicts a lot of the actual pictures and things that they'll see on the bus.
Where's Shayari? Shayari, remember you had a visit on the dental bus? Did you have to go by yourself? Yeah. Was it a little bit scary for you? Yeah. But did they hurt you? No. Were they really nice and friendly too?
The mobile dental unit started helping students in Manatee County in 2013. The bus, staffed with a pediatric dentist and 2 hygienists, started at a Head Start preschool, but now includes elementary schools in underserved areas. Rozier, the dental bus coordinator, says that without the program, many students would end up in the hospital needing emergency oral surgery.
The bill is enormous, and, you know, taxpayers are paying for it, and still, same issue, it's not addressed.
Preventative care, Rozier says, prevents expensive dental work down the road. And she says, while the mobile dental clinic only treats little children, the lessons they take home about oral hygiene educate the whole family.
Up and down and round and round until they're nice and clean.
For Health News Florida, I'm Delina Miller.